Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Texas Governor Rick Perry is back on the presidential campaign trail in New Hampshire today. It's the second visit in less than a week for Perry's young campaign. WBUR's Fred Tice found many curious voters disappointed by Perry's second appearance.
In Bedford this morning, Perry told people that he plans to spend time campaigning in New Hampshire.
I'm going to be here a lot.
New Hampshire is the state Mitt Romney is counting on to propel him to the Republican nomination. He's leading in the polls there. When Perry says he's going to be here a lot, he's saying he's not just going to go after the evangelical voters in Iowa and Southern voters. He's going to go after a very different kind of Republican.
The New Hampshire Republicans are moderate Republicans.
Andy Smith is the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center.
Conservative on fiscal issues and tax issues and size of government issues. But on social issues, very much moderate to liberal.
Perry was a big success with conservative Republican activists at a house party in Greenland Saturday. But this morning's event was Rick Perry's first test with moderate Republicans. Politics and eggs is practically a required stop on the New Hampshire campaign trail, and Perry clearly has people curious about him. He drew the biggest crowd since George W. Bush did in 1999, and they asked him a lot of questions. What would he do to preserve generous pensions for the military, for instance? Here's how he didn't answer that question.
Well, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on this, but the fact that I am a veteran, Anita and I, we chose the Wounded Warrior Project to be the recipient of our inaugural proceeds that we had. We work not only in a public way, but also in a private way to support those young men and women who are coming home, some who have been deployed 4 and 5 times.
Do you think he did pretty well with this audience?
I thought it was speechless. I thought it was flat.
Okay, so Andy Smith didn't give Perry a rave review, but neither did some of the Republicans in the audience. Laura Condon's son is a Marine headed to Afghanistan. She has strong sympathies for the Tea Party, and she wanted to hear Perry say he'd support continuing pensions for veterans, and she thought his answer was vague on that issue.
I'm not impressed with him, and I think in New Hampshire, I think folks here were really excited to hear about Governor Perry. We admire a lot of things that go on in Texas, his job growth there. I think, you know, we were looking for something really good from him. And the fact that he gave a lot of non-answers, you know, really does concern me. I know he came in the race late, but I don't think he's quite geared up because he doesn't have answers to our questions.
Condon says she's liking Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann more and more. Karen Testerman was one of the Republican candidates for governor last year. She says some people are already writing Mitt Romney off now that Perry has entered the race.
But I don't think so. I think that Mitt is completely competitive.
Testerman doesn't think Perry helped himself with his appearance this morning.
Rick Perry is claiming to have done all this great job creation. They've been in a right-to-work state since 1993. They have very friendly business policies in that state, so I don't think he can credit himself with it.
Tough crowd. In New Hampshire at this point, it sounds like it's a three-way race between Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, and Mitt Romney. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.